This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The central government has released the 15th Finance Commission grants of over 2,000 crore rupees for Uttar Pradesh and Andhra Pradesh for rural development. The Ministry of Panchayati Raj said more than 1,598 crore rupees has been released for Uttar Pradesh and over 446 crore rupees for Andhra Pradesh. The grants will be utilized by Panchayati Raj institutions and rural local bodies for location-specific needs. The ministry said the government is providing grants directly to Panchayati Raj institutions and rural local bodies to transform the landscape of rural local governance. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said the export value of smartphones has crossed 1 lakh crore rupees in the first 8 months of the current financial year. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said the production-linked incentive PLI scheme has led to the growth of smartphone exports in the country by 45% as compared to last year. He also said the government has set a target to increase the export of smartphones to reach 1,70,000 crore rupees in the current fiscal year. The PLI scheme in the smartphone sector has created over 3 lakh direct and 6 lakh indirect jobs. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has stressed the need to develop an intelligence coordination strategy with friendly nations to detect anti-India outfits and networks. Delivering the 37th Intelligence Bureau Centenary Endowment Lecture in New Delhi, Mr. Shah said out-of-box thinking is required to find solutions in the face of challenges such as attacks on critical infrastructure, cyber attacks, information warfare, and radicalization of youth. Praising the Intelligence Bureau, the Home Minister said due to the working methodology, vigilance, alertness and the tradition of sacrifice and dedication of the Intelligence Bureau, the country is safe today. Mr. Shah said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the security agencies have established dominance over various threats to the nation by fighting a decisive battle over the last 5 years. Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports Mansukh Mandavia will flag off the My Bharat Good Governance Padyatra at Vadnagar in Gujarat today. The 8-kilometer yatra is being organized to mark the birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Union Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports Raksha Khadse will also be present on the occasion. The event has been organized as part of the year-long celebration of the 75th anniversary of the Indian Constitution. National Consumer Day is being celebrated today. It is observed on the 24th of December every year to highlight the importance of the consumer movement and spread awareness about the rights and responsibilities of every consumer. Union Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi will chair National Consumer Day celebrations in New Delhi today. Mr. Joshi is scheduled to launch various initiatives for the protection of consumer rights. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, in a statement, has said the key initiatives include the launch of the eMAP portal, the AI-enabled National Consumer Helpline 2.0, the Jago Grahak Jago app, the Jagriti app, and the Jagriti dashboard. With an aim to make Punjab a leading state in clean energy production and reduce the dependency on fossil fuels, the state government has decided to set up 66 solar power plants of 4 megawatt capacity each. Punjab New and Renewable Energy Sources Minister Mr. Raman Arora assured that the project will be completed by the end of next year. These solar plants are expected to generate approximately 400 million units of electricity annually. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a 6-day visit to the United States beginning today. During the visit, he will meet counterparts to discuss key bilateral, regional and global issues. Dr. Jaishankar will also chair a conference of the Consul Generals of India in the USA. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions in Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh today. In women's cricket, India will take on West Indies in the second ODI of the 3-match ICC Championship Series at Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 1:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.